Hello, everyone. This is David Barrett from MySafe LA, and welcome to another episode of City Talk LA. We're going to talk about fireworks today. Everyone has an opinion. Everyone has something to say. It's a big deal. People love fireworks. People hate fireworks. We're coming out of a pandemic. People need to celebrate. There's cultural issues. We've got a lot to talk about, so let's get started.
City Talk LA is a production of MySafe LA, a division of the Safe Community Project. All rights reserved unless otherwise noted. To hear other podcasts or to learn more about fire safety and community resilience, please visit our website, www.mysafela.org.
So, fireworks. What is the big deal? I mean, we understand that fireworks are a delight to enjoy and have all kinds of traditional and cultural values. We also know they start fires and they blow people's fingers and noses and ears off and blind people and cause lots of injuries and in some cases deaths. So why don't we all just go to a public show and leave them alone? Well, it's not as easy as being logical. And today we're going to talk to a number of people about the issue of fireworks in Los Angeles. Now, Los Angeles is both a city and a county. And in the city, all fireworks are illegal. In the county, fireworks are illegal in some of the cities within the county. But other cities, unincorporated cities in particular, fireworks may be legal if they are called safe and sane fireworks, which are fireworks approved by the state fire marshal. Now, those fireworks, the safe and sane variety, they don't fly and they don't explode. So when we look out at the landscape of greater Los Angeles, not just on the 4th of July, but for weekends beforehand and for multiple days afterwards, and we see all those amazing, what look like professional grade fireworks flying around and exploding and just showering the sky with light and color, they're all illegal, statewide, every city, every county, and they should not be used. So fireworks, as many people may know, actually was an invention of the Chinese. It was kind of a crude variation of discovering gunpowder. And they were actually looking for a way to extend their lifespan, to actually become immortal. And it was an interesting experiment. And the invention of fireworks led to the invention and perfection of gunpowder, which then, of course, became a military function. Fireworks, by the way, are just chemical reactions, right? So fireworks require three components: an oxidizer, a fuel, and a chemical mixture of some kind to create the colors that we see. And that's why we can see so many different colors. The way it works is the oxidizer breaks the chemical bonds in the fuel, releasing all of the energy that's in those bonds. And to ignite the chemical reaction, all you need is a bit of fire. And that could be a fuse, it could be a direct flame. That's that simple. Now, this is a really important thing to think about, is that it requires a bit of fire. So if we get started with that, the most simple fireworks are still, although delightfully fun, dangerous. Water. How hot does it boil at? 212 degrees. Would you stick your kid's hand in boiling water? No. So why are we allowing them to play with a stick of burning phosphorus that's burning at between, depending on the brand and make, between 1200 and 1800 degrees? Seems a little whacked, right? So let's talk about some of this with some experts and get some feedback. First, we're going to talk to a public information officer from the Los Angeles County Fire Department. Then we're going to talk to a deputy chief from the Los Angeles Police Department. And then we're going to talk to some Los Angeles area residents who are going to talk to us about their opinions about fireworks and what it means. So we're going to try and this year work on collecting all the different kinds of positions on fireworks and what it may mean to you, our listener, and to the community in which you live, in your neighborhood directly. Now, before we get started with that, I want to remind everyone that you can learn more about fireworks at our website, mysafela.org/fireworks. We've got a lot of information there. In fact, Our annual fireworks survey is up and running, and I would encourage you to take it. It's a great way to share information about your community, your council district, in fact, and what you think about fireworks. Do they scare you? Are you happy with them? You know, and you can provide all the feedback that you want. I'd also check out our lawn sign that you can download. It's free, and you can just take it to FedEx office or places like UPS store that make produce them for you. And they're pretty inexpensive to do the production part. So the actual art and everything that you would take in is free and on our website. So those are a couple of things that you want to keep in mind. And then, of course, you know, we have a couple of themes that are going to kind of flow through all of our conversations. And one is, and MySafeLA developed this concept a number of years ago, and we've shared it with all of our partners. And we're very happy that everyone likes this idea. And that is, you know, we're not going to make fireworks disappear. So we should be considerate. We should think about our neighbors. Think about kids. Think about pets that get scared and run away. Think about veterans maybe suffering from PTSD. They don't want to be back on the battlefield. Animals, particularly dogs, are just terrified of fireworks and run away. And of course, kids. Kids aren't used to the idea of fireworks until they're introduced to them over a number of years by their family or friends. So we need to think about our neighbors. And the other idea that I think is very important to share, which is, you know, in tandem with that, is fireworks are beautiful and tremendous fun to enjoy. And so we should enjoy them, just not do it yourself. We should allow ourselves to enjoy fireworks by going to a professional, free public show. You can go to a number of places where amazing fireworks shows are now back post-pandemic. Amazing stuff like Disneyland, for example. I mean, it's incredible, but Disneyland's expensive. So keep in mind that our website, the LA County Fire Department's website, the LA City Fire Department's website, LAPD's website, and of course the MySafeLA website will all be sharing a list of public shows. There should be more than 50 of them in the county overall. And you'll be able to look at that list after the 25th or 26th of June. So the list comes out pretty late. And the reason it comes out late is that anyone who wants to put on a fireworks show has to apply for a permit. And that takes a little bit of time. And once the permit is approved, then we kind of get that information handed to us and we're able to create a list. The list should be the same across all of the websites, but, you know, feel free to check them out and compare them to each other if you need to. But what we're really talking about is the idea that public shows are good. Do it yourself, not so good. Okay, so let's start our expert discussions with a conversation that I had with LA County Fire's Public Information Officer, Captain Sheila Kelleher. She's terrific, and she has lots of experience in this area, is able to communicate very well about what the fire department's position is in LA County. Now, in the past, we've talked to LA City a number of times and a number of our other partners. We're really delighted that LA County has become a strong partner of ours and of everyone else involved in this initiative related to fireworks awareness. And the complexity for LA County is that they have a number of unincorporated cities and in fact, some incorporated ones that they protect, that have agreements with LA County Fire to protect them, where fireworks, the safe and sane kind, are available and are legal. And then in other ones, they're not legal. So what's up with that? Let's find out through this fun conversation. So hello, Captain Kelleher. I'm delighted to have you join us on this fireworks podcast. We want to talk, as you know, about fireworks and the impact it has. And certainly, I think LA County probably has a lot to say on this matter.
Good morning. It's good to be here. And yes, I think we do have a few things to say. It is that time of year where fireworks are on everybody's mind. So hopefully we can cut through some of the information so people know exactly what it is that they're looking for.
You have, meaning LA County Fire, has one of the more challenging tasks when it comes to fireworks, because you represent so many cities
And some of them allow the sale of safe and sane fireworks, and some of them don't. All fireworks that, you know, fly or explode are illegal in the state. But how does that complicate things for LA County Fire?
Well, I think it complicates it because we have unincorporated county areas, which do not permit safe and sane fireworks. And then we have ones that are more in the city limits that do permit those safe and sane fireworks. So it really becomes incumbent upon the homeowner and the citizen where they live to find out what their local rules and regulations are. And we do have some information for them on our website, which will give you the list of the cities that will permit the sale and use of safe and sane fireworks. And it's kind of tricky because you've got the city of Palmdale, which allows safe and sane, but right next door in Lancaster, they do not. So that's something that if you go to our website, LA County, I can give you the actual link on that, fire.lacounty.gov. You can find that list if you search for those firework frequently asked questions. So I think that's important to know. And I think when it comes to safe and sane fireworks, you want to talk about that a little bit, or do you want to stick with jurisdiction?
No, I do. I mean, one of the issues is that people love fireworks, and we're coming out of a pandemic. I mean, hopefully we're coming out of a pandemic and evolving into an endemic. And this year we expect everyone to want to see, you know, bright, shiny things in the sky or in a related shape and form. So first of all, let's talk about what safe and sane fireworks are.
I think that's a great question. So backtracking just a bit, when we talk about the cities that allow them, if you are going to purchase safe and sane fireworks because they're legal in your city, make sure you go to a city-sponsored booth. A lot of times they are getting the exact fireworks that you need, and they're not selling illegal contraband, so you're going to get the right fireworks. The other thing is there is an age limit. You must be 16 to purchase. So you have to have proof of age when you are purchasing if you're a youngster. And when it comes to when those fireworks are available for sale, the state fire marshal basically sets up a time from June 27th to about July 6th is when you can purchase those fireworks. But every city has the ability to modify those dates just a little bit. So again, that's on you to call or look up your city's website to find out where those sites are and where you can purchase them. So once you have them in hand, don't be fooled and don't think that because it's safe and sane, that means that they're not dangerous. Because even a simple sparkler burns at about a 2000 degree rate, which can melt some metals. So if you think about that in the hands of an 11-year-old and they haphazardly put them on the ground and they walk away and then the 3-year-old walks by and steps on them, that sounds like it's happened to someone in this room before. I'm not going to mention names, but maybe me. But, you know, as a kid, they are dangerous. And I think nationwide sparklers burn about 900 people that are reported every year. So that's across the nation. So those safe and sane fireworks do not mean they're not dangerous. So as a parent, you have to be vigilant and make sure you're doing it safely and responsibly, that the adults are lighting those fireworks. And then you have safety measures in place, like a bucket of water. Where are you going to put the discarded ones? Fire extinguisher, the basic, you know, rules that you need to follow.
And one of the things that's really important for people to remember is that if you go into a city like Palmdale and buy fireworks because they have stands advertising them and selling them, it's not legal to then transport them into Lancaster or into any other city that doesn't permit them. So those cities have laws that relate to the possession, the transfer, and the use of. So if you are in a city where it's illegal to use safe and sane fireworks or any other kind of firework, obviously, you can't go someplace where it's legal to buy them and bring them back and think that you're going to be okay.
That's correct. I think that's the same with most state laws. If it's legal in one state and you get it there, doesn't mean you can bring it over and use them in our area. So, and there's reasons why. There's so many reasons why they've decided that vegetation, the dense population, there's a lot of different reasons why cities have made those decisions. So yes, you make a great point.
In the last couple of years, has LA County encountered any significant issues related to either injuries or fires that were caused by fireworks?
Yeah, the Fire Prevention Bureau, they put together kind of a statistic sheet every year. Ours for the last year, I think, comes out next week. But historically, over the last years, there's been an average of about 12 to 19 kind of significant injuries that ended up going to the hospital. There's kind of your average that runs there. Nationwide, the number comes out to about 13,000 people get injured that report it. So it definitely happens. And then the other thing that people forget is the loss, or not the loss, but the damage to property because of fireworks, whether it's into the trees, into the eaves of a house. And with this hot, dry, low humidity, drought conditions we're sitting in, it's the perfect combination to start something that's going to be challenging for us to get a handle on. So I think the damage cost loss on average is about $150,000, you know, across the nation when that was reported. So yeah, there's a lot of ways it can go wrong.
There are a lot of ways that it can go wrong. And one of the ways that it can go right, I mean, our message overall is that we all love fireworks and we want people to enjoy them. But what goes right is going to a public show where there's professional application of those fireworks and that they are professional grade and that they're spectacular. I know that the theme parks all are back with fireworks. Disneyland has got a fabulous fireworks show, but it's expensive to go there. So what about free fireworks shows?
We are fortunate because Southern California is so big and there's so many areas to go see them. We will put out a list. LA County will put out a list on our website, the same one I said before, fire.lacounty.gov. And it will have a list of all the professional fireworks shows that are available to the public, the free ones. And I think at last count, we had about 42 permits pulled and they're expecting about 53, I think. So we will also put up a hotline. You'll be able to get that hotline number, the telephone to call, kind of like movie phone. So you can call in and find out where they're showing those fireworks. And you make a great point. Let the professionals handle it. They do a great job with the show. And it's also good old Americana. You get together with your community and your friends and your family, the lawn chairs, the hot dogs, the lemonade. And it's just, that's how I grew up. And it's just a great night. Nobody gets hurt and everybody has a great time.
And if people want to have a block party on their street near their home, that's great. Just don't utilize fireworks unless it's legal in your city, right?
Right, because you can take that block party to the fireworks show, the professional fireworks show. You get there early, you set up your blanket, you get everything set up, and then you don't have to clean up the mess in the morning and nobody gets hurt. And the other thing, too, is we really want to think about our neighbors. There are people where fireworks tend to be a challenge for. It's your pets, your veterans with PTSD, and young kids. And we forget that that can really be traumatic for those three groups of people and pets. So,
well, for any of your neighbors, I mean, everyone's different. And so our message of think about your neighbors is an important one as it relates to fireworks. And as it, in fact, as it relates to behavior overall, right? If we're dealing with so many traumas over the last couple of years, I mean, I look at 2022 is kind of like 2020 season three, but everyone wants the show to get canceled and it's still kind of running, although it's kind of running out of steam, we hope. But thinking about, you know, common courtesy is something that kind of has disappeared. And this is a great opportunity for people to exercise that a little bit, don't you think?
Bring that back. Common courtesy is important, and it is. And you don't think about it. I didn't have dogs for a while. And one of my best friends, like, that's a big thing for her over 4th of July. She's got to get her pets out to a safe location where they know there's not going to be fireworks because it is traumatic for them. So put that on my radar.
So here's an interesting question, because with, you know, 68 cities and the county itself under LA County's auspices of coverage. What happens if people say that they're confused about the difference between LA County and LA City? How do you explain to them the difference? In other words, it's LA County Fire and there's LA City Fire and there's sheriffs and there's LAPD. And people don't necessarily know where they live.
That basically determines kind of the boundaries and the geography that you live in, determines the government that governs you and who you pay taxes to. Right. And if you don't know, that's easy to find out. Again, go to the website and you can type in your city and it shows you who you belong to. And we are unique because as you put the map down, LA County winds its way through LA City. And that's up to local governments to decide who they want to contract to get their police and fire services taken care of. Sometimes it makes more sense to go with county budget-wise. Sometimes it makes more sense to have their own. I know some of the smaller cities, it doesn't become cost-effective after a while, and that's why they want to be part of a bigger organization. But that's an easy Google search through your own city's website and find out who you belong to and what your rules and regulations are at a local level.
A good example of that is Hermosa Beach used to have its own fire department, but it has now contracted with LA County to provide fire service to it. But it has its own police department. So it's a kind of a hybrid mix there. So we want people to go see public shows. We want them to be very careful about the use of fireworks. So if someone sees someone being injured or a fire, they should report that to 911, but they shouldn't necessarily call 911 if they just see someone using sparklers and it's just kind of
correct. You figure 4th of July is an incredibly busy night for first responders for so many reasons. So, you know, it's one of those things where, yeah, you're going to have to weigh out the risk versus reward, right? And yes, if there is a fire, if someone is catastrophically injured and you need to get them help, obviously you've got to call. If you've got kids, you know, punking around, lighting off fireworks and you know, it's like, okay, there's not a ton of resources out that can go take care of some of those minor infractions. So think about it like that. You can always have a nice conversation with your neighbor if it's something you're worried about, have them move down the road or whatever it is. But you got to be smart about what you're looking at that night.
Absolutely right. Well, Cap, I really appreciate you taking the time to talk with us this morning and to help us spread the word about what's going on. I'm glad to have LA County as part of this overall initiative to create more awareness and public safety around the use of fireworks. And I hope that you and the department have a safe and hopefully not too busy 4th of July weekend.
Yeah, I agree with you. Thank you for having me. And I wish all the families out there, I hope you have a fun celebration. It's time to gather and get together. Let's not injure each other and let's not start any fires, but leave it to the professionals. And I think everybody will have a good time.
That's right. Let's think about our neighbors.
Thank you.
All right. So there's LA County's perspective on all this. And as you heard, they had some good advice if you live in a place where safe and sane fireworks are legal and available. And as I've said, and everyone else involved in this overall process has said, in the city of Los Angeles, all fireworks, including safe and sane fireworks, not legal. And, you know, there's just no two shakes about it. It's something that you can't use. And if you do, then you're liable for either being fined, having the fireworks confiscated, or potentially facing up to a year in jail. And I don't see people going to jail that often, but I am seeing more and more people being fined up to $1,000. So if you're okay spending $1,000, then I guess, you know, there's not much that's going to deter you. But you could spend $1,000 and take a family of four to Disneyland, spend the whole day running around, having a great time, and then enjoy a much better fireworks show than you could ever create. And don't think you could. You can't. You can't beat Disneyland. It is amazing. So spend $1,000 that way instead of as a fine for doing it illegally. And speaking of legal versus illegal, I think it's a tremendous opportunity for us to talk to Los Angeles Police Department. And I'm lucky enough to be able to introduce you to Deputy Chief Amara Tingredes, who is the Deputy Chief for the Community Safety Partnership Bureau. Now, we've talked a lot about, particularly during the last couple of years, about changes in policing. And remarkably, and it should not be a surprise, but it is to a lot of people, the Los Angeles Police Department has been actively involved in community policing for a long time, more than a decade. They have a number of programs related to community policing, including their Senior Lead Officer Program. But this is a little different, and this is new. The Community Safety Partnership Bureau, and Chief Tingredes is perfect for it. She has the background, the experience, and the leadership to be able to take this to new heights. So now that we've heard from fire, it's time to talk to police and find out exactly what their take is on how we make some sense out of the complexity that is fireworks.
Welcome to our conversation today. I'm really excited to have you here. Can you tell me a little bit about the Community Safety Partnership Bureau and how it came to be something falling under your command?
Sure. So the Community Safety Partnership policing philosophy actually started almost 11 years ago in the LAPD. And the primary purpose of the Community Safety Partnership program is for officers to work in communities, build relationships, build trust, and look at some of the root causes and symptoms of why there is crime and a disconnect between law enforcement and the community. We started off working in some of our most underserved communities in Los Angeles, and the public housing developments in Watts and Boyle Heights. And the officers set out to really understand the culture of the community, some of the concerns, to work hard to build relationships in those communities and come up with solutions so that we can have a coordinated approach to addressing public safety. I am the commanding officer of the Community Safety Partnership Bureau, which was established in 2020 after the civil unrest. And the purpose of establishing the CSP Bureau was to ensure, A, that all of our CSP teams were aligned and had an understanding of the mission and vision of this relationship-based policing model, and then to take some of the core components within this model and implement it across the city.
And it seems to me that there probably isn't anybody who knows Los Angeles better than you to be put in this position, having, you know, been a child in Watts and then growing up in Chatsworth. I mean, those are opposite ends of the city. And then your various assignments as a LAPD officer, and then jumping from a captain to a two-star, that's a wide array of experience. And I think it speaks very well to your commitment to public safety.
Absolutely. I think it's really important to recognize that every officer, especially in Los Angeles, as I am biased, joined the LAPD because they wanted to make a difference. They wanted to serve our community. They wanted to protect the community. And they wanted to give back and help those most in need. And when you decide to take on a profession like public safety, you have to be committed. You have to have a passion for it, and you have to understand and listen and want to build relationships. Growing up in South Los Angeles and then doing my middle school and high school years in the San Fernando Valley, it allowed me to really embrace this entire city and understand from north, south, east to west, some of the challenges, the communities, and the needs, the various needs throughout the city of LA. So being the commanding officer of the Community Safety Partnership Bureau was a natural fit. Although, yes, I was promoted from a captain to a deputy chief, I had already been doing the work and learning how to build those relationships and thinking outside of the box as it relates to working with intervention and our prevention services to make the communities better. I was a senior lead officer in Southwest Division and worked as a SLO for over 5 years, where I really began to hone in on those skills as it relates to relationship building and the power of working together to have comprehensive solutions to address some of the concerns in our community.
Well, complexity is what Los Angeles seems to be all about. Not only is it, you know, 470 square miles and about 4 million people, but all of the diversity that has impacted every single community, you know, neighborhood, 178 different little neighborhoods and 70 plus languages spoken and all of those kinds of things just adds to complexity. And on top of all of that, we're trying to deal with this issue of fireworks. And fireworks is so complicated because there's family values and tradition and history and patriotism and all the different kinds of things that we think about. And there are people who love fireworks and want to set them off on their own, people who hate fireworks and don't want to ever see them again, and everyone in the middle. And what we're trying to communicate is that fireworks are terrific as long as it's a professional doing it and that you go to a public show. And from a law enforcement perspective, it's got to be a challenge, particularly because so many people don't understand why they're illegal.
Yes. And it's really about safety. It's about safety and security, recognizing the holiday, but being responsible with the holiday. And I am going into my 28th year with the Los Angeles Police Department. And even myself around the 4th of July holiday, get a heightened concern as it relates to the safety of fireworks, with young children getting injuries to their fingers or their hands, to fires starting in communities due to fireworks. And then the trauma that sometimes comes with those large illegal fireworks that sound like cannons. And the result of that is having family pets that stray away from the house because they're afraid. Dogs that are in the community are afraid. And oftentimes, not only fireworks, but gunfire occurs, and it's hard to decipher what you're hearing as a police officer. So although it's a holiday that we want to celebrate, we want to do it responsibly. We want to recognize the dangers that come with illegal fireworks. And part of what the CSP officers do is educate the community. What the flyers provided by the Los Angeles Fire Department or LA County, directing families to available venues within the city or county that they can go to enjoy the fireworks. But it's definitely a concern, a public safety concern for law enforcement, especially when it comes to illegal fireworks being set off throughout the city.
Yeah. And just so we remind everyone, there are a number of unincorporated cities, 29 of them around Los Angeles City, that sell safe and sane fireworks. And our kind of phrase is that fireworks are neither safe nor sane. But the big distinction is that if it flies or if it explodes, then it's not safe or sane to begin with, and it's illegal statewide. What is your thought about, you know, cutting off distribution as opposed, you know, prosecuting distribution as opposed to prosecuting the average user who may not realize that they're breaking the law?
I really think it's about education.
Yep.
And if individuals understand the rules and regulations and they're educated, perhaps we'll have less incidents within the city as it relates to the illegal sales of fireworks. We have to educate our families on what's legal and what's not legal. We have to educate the vendors. Oftentimes, vendors will purchase these fireworks believing that they're legal, believing that they're okay, and not only finding out until they're confiscated by law enforcement. So if we utilize education as our first action, and we have to do this before July, we have to start these conversations in the early part of the year as it relates to venues, as relates to the sale of and educating on what's legal and what's illegal as it relates to fireworks.
Yeah, education is absolutely paramount, because I can tell you that in all the schools that we go to, when we share the story about why fireworks are illegal, kids are all about going to a public show, and they don't want to use them in their own household anymore. They don't want their pets to be scared. They don't want their uncle who was fighting in Iraq for the U.S. military to be thinking he's back on the battlefield, and so on and so forth. But they often say, well, it's too late. My parents have already purchased fireworks. And so we tell them that there are ways to overcome that, that there are issues related to public safety that go beyond the idea that someone's already spent $50 or $100 on something, and that if you had to spend a couple thousand dollars to repair the broken finger or the busted off earlobe or something, that that's not worth it, even by a long stretch. What is your thought about children as it relates to keeping them safe?
It is so important that our children understand the dangers. And oftentimes you hear, leave it to the professionals. They know what they're doing. Go to Disneyland. They have a beautiful fireworks celebration at the end of the night. But oftentimes in some of our communities, families can't afford to go to Disneyland and pay for a fireworks show. And that's when it's really important that our local community, that our officers understand what's going on in the community so that we can provide that information in those venues for our families to be able to enjoy. It's very enticing for a family to drive down the street and see a vendor on the corner and purchase a box of fireworks and not even think about reading the label until after something horrific happens. And so I understand, I have 6 children. I understand the excitement about fireworks and the days leading up to, but it's so critical that even our youngest children understand the dangers and give them another option to go and enjoy and be part of the 4th of July celebrations.
So my question is that kids love the idea of learning new things and they're very adaptable, but adults are not necessarily as adaptable. And so when we're talking to adults, they tend to say, well, our family's done it for generations. It's patriotic. They have these kind of taglines that they rely on. What are your thoughts about how we can explain to them that times have changed?
And I know I've mentioned it a lot on this podcast, but it's really education. And, you know, you started off by asking, what are some of the things that our Community Safety Partnership Bureau officers do? And that's their number one responsibility, is to educate, provide information, and listen to the reasons why and concerns in communities. And if officers can identify that this is a family history of having this backyard barbecue and then setting off fireworks in the middle of the street and allowing that barbecue to still occur, but helping the family come up with a safer solution to celebrate, is really what our CSP officers do. I understand the traditions. There's other options for fireworks. I remember as a little girl, I would have the little, Twizzlers that you light and they sparkle. There's poppers that have confetti. And so perhaps you come up with different options where it's safer for the family and safer for the kids. And then the families don't feel like they aren't able to do their traditional or cultural celebrations, but they do so safely.
Totally agree. I mean, we try and tell people that the 4th of July is about great food, right? So have a block party and barbecue and do whatever else it is that everyone brings a dish and shares or whatever that might be. And then go to see a public show. And by the way, we will have a listing. LA City Fire, LA County Fire, LAPD, and MySafe LA will all have a listing of all of the public shows that are available. Right now, we're still in the process of LA City providing permits for those entities that have requested them. So it'll be a little while before, a week or so before, let's say the third week in June, before that list is made public. But we're really focusing on getting people out to see public shows, and many of them are free. So you don't have to have the complexity of, you know, buying tickets for your family like you would if you were going to Disneyland. Finally, because you've grown up in Los Angeles and you've seen so much of it, how important is it to see the community collectively coming together for issues like this? How does the idea that people will evolve help the future of the city? Because it seems to me that one of the key roles that you have and that your bureau has is not about the past, it's about the future. So what would you say about, you know, if we want to live here, we need to take care of it, and this is one way that we do that?
It's so important, David, and especially now with so much going on across the country with the mass shootings and the concern that families have as it relates to safety, it's so critical now more than ever that we all come together. We come together with solutions. We come together in a balanced way to have a voice for everyone. And if a holiday comes and there's a sense of fear, then there's no celebration in that holiday. And so it's very important that we educate one another, that we have an understanding for each other, that we come up together collectively as a community for solutions to make it safe. There's nothing wrong with doing a block party and inviting a neighbor that you've never spoken to before and right. starting new traditions in the community that will be safe. I think the Los Angeles Police Department does an outstanding job with coordinating with our city fire, with our county fire, and collectively working together to send that message for a safe and sane 4th of July holiday.
Awesome. Chief, thank you so much for spending some time today. And we want to wish you well. The Bureau is an important, it's actually a hub, not a spoke, in the overall LAPD ecosystem. And we wish you well. And thank you very much for spending time with us today.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So there you have two interesting perspectives, which are not perfectly aligned and kind of underscore the complexity that we have related to fireworks, but that also shares some important things that even the LAPD wants to make sure that people learn about the dangers and make decisions on their own to do the right thing. And as we've talked about, the right thing is to think about your neighbors and to go see a professional show. But what do citizens think? What do people who live in the city think? And we're going to focus on the city of LA at this point. What do they think about, should they use fireworks or should they not use fireworks? And what does it mean to them? And I would remind everyone that before we start this segment, to go to mysafela.org/fireworks and take our online survey and share your opinion about what you think about fireworks and what it means. Now, the reason the survey is important is that we take that data, we have our anthropologists take a look at it and evaluate the data, and then we give it to city leadership and county leadership so that they can understand what you, the people who live here, think about it without having to wait for the next election when you're going to vote. And hopefully you're going to vote. Everyone needs to. Little rabbit trail there coming back. Take the survey. It's a valuable tool for us to be able to evolve the fireworks issue forward. So now we're going to talk to Carl and to Chris and to Victoria. And we're going to see exactly what their opinion is. What do they think about the issue of fireworks?
Okay, so we've got our group together. We've got Victoria and Chris and Carl. And these three folks have a lot of experience living in neighborhoods where fireworks are discharged not only on the 4th of July, but on New Year's Eve and or, you know, throughout the summer. And I thought it would be good for us to get together and talk about some of the issues related to fireworks. And I want everyone just to share their opinion. Try not to step on each other, but I want to hear what you have to say about fireworks. And first of all, let's start by kind of going around the table, so to speak, starting with Victoria. It was like, you know, do you hear a lot of fireworks on the 4th of July? And what is that experience like?
Yeah, in our neighborhood here, we hear them nearby and then we hear them far away. They're pretty loud. Sometimes they catch you off guard, but once they've started, you know, they've started. I actually go and sit outside with my dog to try and keep him calm and keep him company because it does bother him.
Sure. Of course it does.
Yeah.
What about you, Carl?
We've typically, for the past 3 years, we've gone down to a friend's home in Playa Vista. It's a three-story townhouse, so we go up on the top story out on the terrace, and we can see everywhere from Culver City, east, north, east, and west, we could see a very large area, and it looks like a war zone, and it sounds like a war zone.
Yeah.
In my neighborhood, there used to be up on Mountain View, so there was a home every year that would get together, and they would blow off professional-looking fireworks in the middle of the street. There are homes in our neighborhood, I'm sure, that have not been re-roofed and still have shake roofs. There are palm trees, which, you know, what kind of hazard palm trees can be. So it's just been crazy. And it starts a couple nights before and lasts one or two nights afterwards. And even in my neighborhood, it gets pretty loud. And, you know, sometimes you wake up and think a shotgun going off.
Right.
So it's a rough night. It really is.
And sometimes it's hard to distinguish the difference between firearms and fireworks.
Yeah, I could probably recognize a handgun or a rifle or a shotgun. Sounds very much like fireworks.
Yeah, it does. And Chris, you probably have some of the worst experiences with fireworks, in the sense that they are, as you know, really intrusive into your living space.
Absolutely. I live in the war zone that Carl looks out over from that balcony. I think it's us he's seeing, certainly a chunk of it. We are, you know, I've lived in the same place 34 years, and it's only gotten worse, but the 4th of July is just a convenient fulcrum for a season, you know, that can really be a couple of months if or more, you know, until people have exhausted their inexhaustible supplies. So it's bad. It's bad. It's bad in terms of noise. It's bad in terms of risks. It's bad in terms of, I mean, just, you know, God knows our animals. The last dog we have is deaf, so it wasn't a problem for him. But it certainly might be for our new dog. And yeah, I mean, it's just very hard to get our arms around it as a community.
And you might mention that your home is two blocks, maybe, from Pacific Division of the Los Angeles Police Department.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, they light them. Funny you mentioned that. They light them off on the median strip across the boulevard from the police station with impunity. So
most of the things that you're complaining about, though, are fireworks that are illegal statewide. Right. If you can hear them exploding or you can see them flying in the air, they're not safe and sane fireworks. They're professional grade fireworks that are illegal in every single city throughout the state. Is this an issue that you think is getting worse, or is it stable, or what we don't know yet about this year, but over the, you know, through the pandemic, what was your experience?
I think it got worse through the pandemic. I don't know if it was because people were home more and didn't have anything else to do, so they went into their fireworks stash more often than not. I mean, between New Year's and July 4th, they were going off all the time. you know, not just because in many cases, especially with, you know, culturally, some of us celebrate a whole lot, many more things and events. You know, that kind of sometimes affected occurring at odd times of the year when we think that why the heck are there fireworks going off? But unfortunately too, if people have nothing else to do and they're bored, they might just think, hey, let's go set off some fireworks. And then we have tragedies happen as well, as we've seen over the years. But I think over the last 3-4 years, and especially the last 2 years, I think it's gotten worse.
Well, and one of the issues is worse is a relative term, right? So there's more and more fireworks that are illegal that are being used. Why is fireworks such a complex issue?
I'll take a stab. You know, there's all kinds of overlays. For some people, you know, that maybe grew up with it somewhere else, it's sort of a cultural birthright, or it's just accepted. And given that it's nearly impossible to enforce the use or against the use, I mean, just there's just too much, and no no law enforcement agency would ever have the manpower. Plus, as we know, there are other issues in society now that, you know, kind of occupy them, and shortages of staff and everything else. So I think absent the enforcement piece, in my opinion, you know, and given that for some people it's as natural as a drink of water, that it's just something we do, you know, that they've always done. So it's not viewed as like I'm committing an act of evil here. It's fun and they want to do it.
You know, and you have to look at the fact that if you're at a height above the city at any point, everything you see is illegal. Because even the safe and sane shouldn't be visible from miles away. And from what we've seen up in the apartment building there, I don't think it's changed. It's the same. It's been the same for 4 or 5 years. I don't remember it, but looking like decrease or increase during COVID. So, nothing seems to stop the flow of those kind of fireworks into the state because of the profit.
Yeah, but it's interesting to me that it's such a complex. I mean, you know, people who are upset about the fact that people are using fireworks are the reason that there are laws making them illegal. And the people who are angry about the laws want to be left alone. And there are people who might see a fireworks stand in Alhambra where safe and sane fireworks are legal, and buy them and then drive them back into LA thinking nothing of it. Well, I just went and bought my fireworks and I'm going to now set them off. That's different than people who are going to Nevada or using the internet or whatever to buy, you know, Hollywood Bowl or Disneyland quality fireworks that they set off in the street. So it seems to me that there actually is a mindset about whether it's, you know, someone trying to show off the virility or their ability to get this type of contraband or whatever, that there's some power, right, behind, and power in and of itself can be a bad thing. So there's some power behind setting off fireworks. But the thing that strikes me is that there's always an audience.
Oh, well, because there's an audience because it's very pretty to watch. You know, we grew up seeing fireworks displays. Another reason that it may have increased is that the professional fireworks displays that were at various parks and organizations around the city were canceled during the first COVID year.
Yep.
So
that's
that may have increased that year and perhaps the following year, with people not knowing it, so they would be able to see these professionally done fireworks displays.
I'm going to be pretty interested to see what happens this year, because there'll be about somewhere between 65 and 75 public shows in Los Angeles County that people can go to instead of using fireworks on their street and blowing their kids' fingers off or whatever, blowing out an eardrum. And that's kind of what we tell people at My Safe LA, is we tell them, think about your neighbors, think about your kids, think about your pets, and go see a public show. Enjoy fireworks, but leave it to the pros. Go see a public show.
Yeah.
I don't know if people are going to pay attention to that or not. I mean, we were making some progress before the pandemic. And now, kind of as we're moving from pandemic to endemic, I think there's a lot of pent up energy to just use, not only see fireworks, but to use them. What do you think?
Yeah.
The question I have is, do we think that the city has made enough effort to make the fact that these kind of fireworks are illegal known to the general public? Yeah, of course, you have a lot of people who don't watch the news. They don't pay any attention to this. So I guess if it's not on the internet, they don't care or they don't see it. But has there been enough push, public PSAs on TV, on radio, billboards, whatever, to remind people that it is illegal and that it's dangerous, especially when there's kids around. This thing that used to go on up on Mountain Dew, there was kids running around. You know, sparklers could be dangerous too. Mm-hmm. But all this stuff is blowing up into the air, and people are, you know, 5 or 10 feet away from it, and there was children present. So they really do take a big risk for their own safety and the safety of the neighbors. And so I guess some people just don't get it.
I mean, yeah, water boils, you know, water boils at just over a couple hundred degrees. And, you know, you don't want to stick your kid's hand in boiling water. And sparklers burn it between 1200 and 1800 degrees. So are you going to let a three-year-old hang on to a burning piece of phosphorus? I don't get that.
Yeah, you could burn it through your hand, the child's hand, in seconds. Right? So yeah, it's like an ignorance that people, a conscious ignorance, because I didn't know or I didn't think it would be dangerous, you know.
Well, and also the cost of the penalty or the cost of the decision is just not there. I mean, you know, you speed, many of us probably speed because we assume our likelihood of being caught and penalized is very low. And it's probably not rationally a good decision, but, you know, we have somewhere to get to. It feels good at the time. And this feels good to people at the time. And they know that the odds are slim and none that they will pay a price for doing it. Except an expensive purchase.
Well, if there's not enough cops in the entire state to come into LA to enforce it. It's the volume of fireworks is going off on Fourth of July. It's just so massive. Yeah. You can't. What are you arrest 100,000 people? You can't.
Right, and crime doesn't stop on the Fourth of July. So the regular issues of domestic disputes and robberies and other traffic accidents and other kinds of issues continue to exist, probably even more so because it's a holiday and people are drinking or whatever else. So the big question is what do you think is the solution related to fireworks? And it could be anything. It could be making them all legal. It could be much more enforcement, I would tell you two things about this. In Pasadena, the fines are, 15, 20 times higher than in Los Angeles. And they have very few fireworks that are used by residents.
What is the fine in LA?
The maximum fine in LA is $1,000. Maximum.
And they probably spend a whole lot more than that on the fireworks.
Exactly. People will spend more than that on the fireworks.
And so that's not anything that they're going to say, oh, well, yeah, I'll just pay it. And, you know, if it was more, maybe, possibly, I don't know.
I wonder how many people actually find in the city each year.
Well, does the public know that there's such a fine and the amount of the fine? I don't think so.
Well, that's a good question. Okay, so that's a good question. And the issue is the city attorney does his own kind of press release and speaks to the media. LA County Fire and LA City Fire have a joint press conference where they bring a physician in and they demonstrate stuff being blown up by illegal fireworks. We produce PSAs, which are distributed through most of the city council offices. Channel 35 makes a PSA this year. They're doing that. We're all working in collaboration for broadcast. But I think one of the key things that we don't do that really would be an important value add would be billboards. When people are driving to and from work, that's, if there's a big billboard that says, you're going to get ticketed, it's not even a matter of, I think we had pretty good success with drunk driving when the billboards were up that said, drink and drive, it's going to cost you 10 grand. And
we still have electronic billboards in the city, or back to paper.
Most of those are gone, actually.
The only ones I think are the ones on the freeways. Are they Caltrans?
Yeah. They're out of the city. There's not
a whole lot of space to make it.
No, it's just short notices that put on there.
What's on a billboard would be cheap because it's just a programming change. Yeah. If you've already packed the hang paper on these billboards, the expense is going to be considerable. And then you have to take them down and put the advertising back up. So I don't know if the city would be able to afford that expense or would allocate that kind of money.
I don't think so. No. I don't think they'd see the value in it. So when you come across someone who's extremely upset about fireworks being used in their neighborhood, I mean, for some of us, we've just, come to live with it, so to speak. I have my dogs close to me on the 4th of July and I put a movie on and try and distract them from what actually terrifies them. But what would you say to someone who's totally terrified, a human being that's totally terrified about fireworks? I mean, they're like, I have to move. I can't take it. It's so horrible. If people are that upset and we have the reality of what we're talking about, what do we say to those folks?
I've not run into anybody like that yet. And everybody puts up with it. You know, you close the windows, you turn the air conditioning on, and you, you know, maybe drink and get up to sleep. I don't know.
Yeah, so our people go away. Well, I don't know. I guess in the 4th of July, you really can't go away because where do you go to?
I think people do go away and find places. But do you think that people who claim to be hysterical about being upset about fireworks are being unrealistic?
I think there's health conditions that are affected by this type of noise and, like PTSD and there are conditions that are affected. Sure. And those people, I don't know, they may end up, we don't know what they end up doing. They may end up hiding in their bed or, putting the television as loud as they possibly can so that they're not hearing that. But, it's tough to know that there's people that have to do that because someone else's, others are inconsiderate and don't care. It's about the self satisfaction and doesn't matter what, how it affects anybody else.
So if everything's illegal, then that's kind of a clear deal, but it doesn't mean anything if there's no repercussion, right? If there's no enforcement.
No consequence.
Right? Mm-hmm. And what if there were areas where within the city where safe and sane fireworks would be legal, where, for example, excluding the hillside communities and stuff, if it was just like you could go to a place, like you go to a park, like let's say you go to a stadium and you pay a fee and you could go in and set off your own fireworks. People end up getting injured and burned and stuff if you do that because they're like, so there's no, I'm not suggesting people do that. I'm just saying there's no real answer. So we're just.
You have to have the fire department. They're ready with hoses to put out fires.
Yeah.
Paramedics that are ready to treat blown out fingers.
I think you already identified the only answer and an unlikely one here, but is enforcement with teeth, enforcement with a high cost.
Yeah.
When the behavior is no longer attractive versus the potential downside, then people change behavior. But right now there's no downside.
That appears.
Going back to the PTSD, there's supposedly a lot of veterans who live on the street. And you add into the stress of living on the street, the kind of noise that is going to bring back firefight that they, suffered in Afghanistan or where, even Vietnam. There's some people out there that go back to Vietnam. So you're putting them at risk, which puts other people at risk, should they have some type of an overt reaction. So it multiplies itself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So our simple message at MySafeLA is to think of your neighbors, right? Think about your neighbors' kids, think about your veterans, think about your neighbors' pets, be considerate and go see a public show and enjoy fireworks. But it seems to me that with all of that being said, generally speaking, as a result of the pandemic and politics and other issues, we've kind of lost our way relative to being courteous. Mm-hmm. And that might be an important thing for us to do is to regain our basic sense of decency in looking out for the well-being of the people that live around us.
Yeah. One of the other things that happens too when fireworks are set off in sometimes people don't do it in their own neighborhood. They go off and do it in another neighborhood. And then there's a lot of all the trash is left.
Right.
People don't pick up after themselves.
Right.
So, they leave all of that in some other neighborhood or in their own neighborhood and someone else has to go pick up after it. Or you don't know if there's something there that could still harm someone if they go pick it up too or something.
Well,
I don't know.
Speaking of harms, especially on C1s, one of the things that I think is not often looked at is that the consequences for our air quality during the periods of heavy use of these fireworks are insane.
Yeah.
Particulate pollution goes through the roof. And I think we're more focused on the noise and the upset and the fire danger and people getting injured. But you know, our lungs are getting injured by this practice too. And obviously there would be a certain amount of it that would come from professional shows, but nothing on the order of what, you know, all the individual users do.
Well, some people are, you know, trying to, or some organizations are trying to transfer from utilizing fireworks to utilizing lasers that are projected from drones and that sort of thing. I haven't seen one of those that looked like competition for fireworks. It's not like going from a gasoline car to an electric car. It's something else. But I think their heart's in the right place, that they want to be doing the right thing. But it just seems to me that based on our conversation tonight, that if there's no enforcement, there's not going to be any significant change in behavior. Do you agree?
I would agree.
Yeah, but that's a very large problem. For the Summit of the Americas, they put 3,000 extra cops on duty. The cost of that was borne by the federal government. It's a lot of overtime.
Yep.
And do you have enough cars to put that many cops mobile? I don't think so.
No, you don't. The fire department can't do it because they're really a response agency to injuries and fires. Their prevention is about a fire code, or to utilize an organization like ours to educate and teach people stuff. We're not about going around and identifying people using fireworks and getting them cited or arrested. And nobody gets arrested for fireworks unless they're distributing it. And there is a lot of effort from ATF and LA County's arson folks and other folks to cut the head of the snake off, so to speak, and getting people who are distributing this stuff. But it doesn't really stem the flow. It's a random thing here. Even if they confiscate, 10,000, 12,000 pounds of fireworks, based on what we see on the 4th of July weekend, last year and this year, drop in the bucket.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think they catch the people that are distributing unless the truck that they're hauling them in crashes and they just happen upon a traffic accident or some vandalism of some sort. And it's, oh my God, the truck is full of fireworks. We call somebody. But there's U-Hauls and trucks going, you don't know what's on it. What's in them. You can't stop them, looking at all the trucks just because it's 4th of July.
Yeah.
It's a tough one, but it happens all over. I don't know if you've ever been to Hawaii, but they go crazy. I mean, you can't see across the street by 10 minutes after the fireworks are going off because they set off so many. Fortunately, we're bigger and spread out more.
Right. The difficult part could be also in identifying specifically who and where. Because they could be coming from anywhere. And then you get into the someone has something against somebody and they'll accuse them even if they're not. And, then all that happens too, unfortunately. So that becomes difficult as well, unless it's real, real obvious.
Yeah.
Even as much as I'm, not pessimistic, but, not optimistic about stemming the use of these things. It's worth remembering when we were all young, how many people smoked and the cost of the behavior has gone up, but also the messaging over an extended period of time. I don't think anyone would argue that it made a difference. So I think, getting the message out there over and over and reminding people who they're hurting and what they're risking and using the fireworks, over time, hopefully it makes a dent.
Yeah, but a good part of the to reducing people smoking is with the increase in prices. When I was a kid and I used to go pick up a pack of cigarettes from my mother at the cigarette machine, it was a quarter a pack. Now it's $11. So there's financial incentive for people to quit smoking. I can't see that working with fireworks unless you're able to apprehend people and fine them a substantial amount. On a widespread basis. Otherwise, the impact. And then, say that the police roll up on a block with fireworks on, who brought them? who lit the fuses. Oh, it's him. No, it's him. You know, I don't know anything about it. I just, you know, I'm just dropped by to see it. So how do you enforce it from that level down to an individual? Well, this is only one person standing in the street. Who is it? You know?
And if you're going to cite someone, you actually have to witness them discharging fireworks.
Yeah. Let's be thankful that it's not the weapons fired in here, which there are in some neighborhoods, but I don't think we hear much about any fatalities or injuries from that here. But I guess, you know, maybe the closer you get to certain outlying areas, that does happen. So let's be thankful for small favors.
That is a small favor. Any last thoughts on this topic, Chris?
Just that we, you know, stay strong in our collective efforts as a community, as your organization, to tell the story. You know, giving up isn't an option. You know, sometimes the battle's difficult, but it's just not an option because, you know, one saved life, finger, eardrum, house is still a big win.
Yeah, it could be. Victoria, any last words?
I agree. It's continue the education efforts, and hopefully we will make progress. We continue to make progress. Do what we can to continue to make progress.
Carl,
I think the information that has to go out to the public has to increase, and I think the more the city does to promote the professional displays, maybe more of them or in larger venues that can draw more people to them. We'll get some of the people who might say, you know, let's just go over and we'll see the professionals do it instead of spending the money, endangering themselves and their neighbors. And maybe it'll make more sense if it's more available to the public.
Well, thank you to all three of you for sharing your insights and experiences. It's a complicated issue and it's not easily resolved. But I can tell you that, you know, your local agencies and, you know, first responder agencies, MySafeLA, council offices, there's a lot of folks collaborating on trying to get the word out there about illegal and improper use of fireworks. And I think that all three of you are right that we can't stop with that messaging, but it's not going to be an overnight change in behavior, is it?
Nope.
Okay.
Continue the conversation.
Continue the conversation. Well, everyone, yeah. Thank you very much.
And the collaborations and the partnerships. Yeah, that's important too.
They absolutely are. So thanks again.
Thank you for the opportunity.
I hope you guys have a very safe and fun 4th of July.
And you.
Thank you. You all too.
All right, then. So we've covered a lot of bases in the last 45 minutes or so. We've spoken to the LA County Fire Department. We've spoken to the Los Angeles Police Department. And we've spoken to people who live in the city and have their own opinions about fireworks. And at the end of the day, there's no single answer. It's still a complicated issue. But the most important thing to keep in mind is to be safe. Don't be responsible for starting a wildfire. Don't be responsible for setting someone's house on fire, and certainly don't be responsible for someone getting injured or hurt. So we want you to think about your neighbors. We want you to enjoy fireworks, not only on the 4th of July, but at any time during the year when fireworks are a good celebratory activity, by leaving them to the professionals and seeing those fireworks at a public show. My name is David Barrett. I'm from MySafeLA. We are a resilience organization that works closely with fire departments and police departments all throughout California. I'm really pleased you spent some time with us today. I want to wish everyone a safe and happy 4th of July. And do subscribe to City Talk LA. We talk about all kinds of interesting topics, and we would love to have you come back for another episode. Until then, take it easy. Bye-bye. Thank you.